Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Rob Levin back on the show. Rob is the founder, CEO, editor-in-chief of RSL Media. Also, Rising Tide Ventures, and he's one of the great entrepreneurs that I know, and he's been a member of our Brain Trust now for 15 years. He's our good friend, Rob Levin. Welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks for having me. Good morning.
Good to have you back. So, Rob, we're going to get down to business here and talk about something that is really important that I think maybe we don't take advantage of enough, and that's cross-selling. How to make sure that when you get a customer in front of you, when you got hold of a customer, you know, make sure that you give them the maximum opportunity to do business with you, right?
It's not only when the customer is right in front of you, and that could be online too. It could be even after the customer has left the store, left your website. Let's take a step back, and I'm going to approach this from an angle that I think a lot of people aren't expecting, which I know you'll love. So let's first start with the idea that whatever your company is, your mission is about helping your customer.
That's right.
With whatever it is you do, okay? It's not about selling more stuff, which
that's right.
I'm not saying you're not selling, and I'm not saying that's not important. I'm just saying throughout your organization, if you start with, hey, the mission of our company is to help our customer with whatever it is we do. So, for example, if you are a landscaper, the mission of our customer is not to cut their lawn, and the mission of our company is to provide the outdoor experience. I'm making this up here. Provide the outdoor experience that our clients want.
That's right. That's right.
That's
because what you sell is not unique. What you sell is not special. My buddy Bill Schley is a brand expert. He says your brand is your name with a difference, or a difference with your name on it. And that's what you're talking
right.
about. It's a difference with your name on it. Now, it's not the mower. It's not how good the grass is cut. I mean, anybody can cut the grass good. Anybody can paint the wall right. Anybody can deliver a box of beans. You know, that's not it. It's what you just said. Go ahead.
Yep. So, when you think this way, and you know, as you know, with RSL Media, I've worked in my career with large companies, small businesses. RSL Media works primarily with large companies selling to small businesses. And one of the things we're always working with our clients on is you need to have this mission and this culture of helping throughout your organization, whether it's the sales department, the marketing department, the support department, et cetera. Okay. That changes everything. Okay. And I'm going to explain how that's related to cross-selling. So when you have this mentality, we're here to help you. Okay. So when you have this mentality and it comes to cross-selling, I know that what I've heard from some business owners is, you know what, I don't want to feel pushy, and I don't want to sell them this other product or service. And when somebody's thinking that way, they have the wrong mentality.
Mm-hmm.
If you have this culture of we're going to help the customer, that's what we do, then selling them another product or service is actually helping them. And you need to think of it this way, right? So the first step in all of this is not thinking about being that I'm going to be pushy and all of this. It's about, you know what, if I can cross sell something or upsell something, this is going to actually help them. And by the way, I'm only interested in selling this product or service, in selling this cross sell product or service to those who really need it, right? Which is a whole nother aspect of mentality of thinking. This is really, I just want to help this person. And which also means, like, if you have a customer that has one of your products, and then there's another product that's sort of related, and there's not a use for it, and a customer's not into it, you don't really push it on them.
Well,
right?
That's right.
But then again,
when I worked my way through college selling tires, one of the things that we cross-sold was valve stems. And we had a valve stem that was chrome. It was beautiful. It cost you an extra buck and a half. This, of course, this was a long time ago, right? And so whenever I'd sell somebody a man a set, or anybody, a man or woman, a set of tires, it was my job to say, now, we're going to put the, this includes these rubber valve stems. We have these chrome valve stems. What do you think about that? And they say, I don't need that. Or she might say, wow, that would look really nice on my car. I'll take them. As you say, it was my obligation to give them that option. You have to do this, folks, and you need to, but you have to train your people to do it. We'll talk more about that with Rob Levin after the break. 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.